they're a proper side, as all of them are in the Premier Division. It'll be tough going up there, but we need to improve, you know, defensively in particular. The last couple of weeks we've made a lot of mistakes, got punished as you do at this level, and we need to try and rectify that tomorrow night and at least make it much more difficult for Pats, maybe as we did, you know, or didn't do for the likes of Dundalk or maybe Shamrock Rovers that came to Ballybofey in the last month.
Yeah, as you say, Ollie, a few mistakes, obviously. It comes from the whole team, I suppose, defensively. But Harry Kenny's team are going reasonably well this season, so you can't afford any mistakes tomorrow night.
No, look, they're a proper side. They've some serious players in it, like, you know, with Mikey Drennan, Gary Shaw, and the likes of Reece McCabe. You can name any of them, like Ian Burnham and Simon Madden are all top Premier Division players. And they bullied us here in Ballybofey about maybe 6 weeks ago on a Monday. I think it was a bank holiday Monday. And, you know, we didn't get a sniff to score from a corner kick, and then they turned us over and bet us comfortably. And we need to improve from that, and we need to try and, you know, alleviate. Certainly the majority of goals we've conceded in the last number of weeks have been of our own doing, which is very disappointing. We're not saying that we'd have got results, Kenny, had we not made those mistakes, but certainly, you know, we've made it fairly comfortable for people and players and teams that have come to us or we've gone to them.
Ollie, you've a week off next week, so a chance to get the players all rested up after that. So hopefully you're hoping to go into that small break with maybe a positive result.
Yeah. Look, it's relentless, and the players are finding it tough. That's what the division is like. You know, it'll be two games a week for quite a long spell. And but look, you know, we'll take a cut off it tomorrow night, Kenny, and see where it gets us. But it will be difficult. And you know, the last thing we want to do is concede early. And I don't think anyone has a problem if we get beaten by a wonder goal and that. But that hasn't been the case in the last number of weeks. We have gifted teams goals. And you know, even the likes of Dundalk last weekend, we played quite well, Kenny, and we created a lot more chances against them than we normally would. But we nearly handed them the game to a certain degree, and they never had to come out of second gear to go and beat us. And that was probably disappointing. You know, I'm not saying we'd have turned Dundalk over by any means, but they never really had to come out and go at us as they had to do against us early in the season.
On the squad front, Ollie, you've Mark Coyle out suspended. You welcome back Keelan McAleer and Sean Boyd, and you still have a few injuries in the squad.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, and a few added to it again. You know, it's probably, it isn't helping without doubt. Like, we've a lot of long term injuries that, you know, I'm talking about months upon months. Like Kieran Gallagher, John Cavanagh, Michael Gallagher, Harry Ashcroft, they're all out long term. Mark Tyndall and Gareth Harkin are coming back, but we need to manage them and put them back in gradually, or else, you know, they'll be out further. The likes of Jacob Borg, unfortunately, he's struggling, and he won't be available tomorrow. So it doesn't get any easier. Although, look, it's not an excuse. It's if we can cut out the mistakes, especially in defence, all over the pitch for that matter, that we can defend from the top back, that at least make it difficult for Pats and let them earn whatever they get, if they get something. So we'll take a call off for tomorrow night, as we have in the last couple of games. You know, we went at Dundalk and indeed in Bohemians to try and go and win the game as opposed to sitting in, but unfortunately neither worked, despite the fact that we scored three goals in Dalymount.